kind, gentle creatures that can only hurt one another by accident. He says, then there are wolves. The wolves will feed on the sheep. They're the sociopaths. They're the criminals. He says, and then there are sheepdogs. The sheep are a little leery of the sheepdog. He wanders around and checks the perimeter every night and barks at the moon. He would never turn his teeth on the flock, but he yearns for a righteous battle. When the wolf comes around, nothing else will do, and the entire flock is sitting there trying to hide behind one lonely sheepdog as he faces down the wolves. We're talking about a creature who is capable of confronting and dealing with combat and sustaining themselves across the long haul. The goal becomes to be a sheepdog, to be a warrior, to be the one that is ready to respond to the threats when the time arises.
Okay, guys, welcome to Blue Justice. Tammy and David, I have you unmuted because this really got thrown on me. David has a couple of sick kids at home and some other stuff going on for Lesma that he's working on, so it all just kind of hit him at once. That's why we've been on hold for 20 minutes. but I don't have a lot to talk about, so I'm going to need a lot of help here. We do have, I will say, we're working on something huge. I don't want to announce it on the air right now because people do, it's sad, but people do take what you're doing and jump on it, and you know, but we're working on something huge, and that's what he's doing. He's taking phone calls at the moment for what we're working on. It'll be announced within a day or so, I'm guessing. He also said he's about to upload a video to the group that may be explaining what it is. I'm not positive. We have the canine site. David, how's the canine site going?
It's going, but it's going slowly. I would have thought by now that the numbers would have grown exponentially, considering our main site of Lesma, figuring that people would just automatically jump to that page. I don't know if they're not getting the notifications or they're not seeing it. I'm not quite sure. I mean, the numbers are growing slowly. Is the page active? Very much so. So I would encourage our listeners and members of Lesma to also join that group as well, because let's remember, you know, our canine officers are part of law enforcement. We support them as much as our two-legged officers. They are just as important and play a very vital role in law enforcement. And for us to forget about them is just not going to happen. They are part of the law enforcement community. So let's give them the same respect we do our regular officers.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if they're not seeing it. The more that, sorry guys, I'm, the more that you interact on a post on the page, the more that more people will see it. A lot of people don't actually check the group, actually go to our link and see what's going on. So
right.
they rely on those posts to show up in their news feed. So the more that we interact on a post, the more Facebook will throw it out to other members who haven't seen it yet. So that's a tip for anything, any post that we want to get out, we do try to get interaction going. Also, the more active that the group itself is, whether it be, you know, a bunch of interactions on several different posts or several posts, like
right.
As long as the group stay active, like your group, as long as it stays active, Facebook will also recommend it to other people who are not members of the group. And that's, now if you're a closed group or a secret group, that doesn't happen. But being a closed group, it will share your group with other people and say recommended. But it won't appear a secret group. So keep that in mind. And anytime you put a post up in our group, try to keep the interaction going on it, so it will show up to more members.
That's what I do with that's been posted here recently. I try and keep it active, not only on that, but on my personal page as well, so that it reaches out, you know, to the people that may not be aware of what we have, but it puts it out there and makes them inquisitive and want to check the site. So, and I've had a few hits on it that way, and that's good.
Yeah.
Amanda.
Yes.
I have something to send you.
Okay.
Super Bowl article was written about us by the lady that reached out to you.
Oh, good, good. We made the news.
It was actually released on the 8th, and actually, if you want to discuss that real quick, I will get that sent over to you as to why that was such a hot topic.
Okay. Yeah, so we put up a post about Beyonce on Super Bowl Sunday. It was actually really, we put it up really early in the morning. And, hold on a second. Okay. We put it up really early in the morning. We left it, and all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, we got hit by a Black Lives Matter group. Holy crap. Between myself, David, and Tammy, and LJ, who's our admin on the public page, we were slammed. I mean, hammered. I'm looking at this post, and it has over 600 comments within just a few minutes. I mean, they caught wind of it because David called Beyonce a self-righteous bitch, which she is a self-righteous bitch, 100%.
She is.
Yes.
Just to chime in real quick, I mean, she used that platform at the NFL. She's also got a national tour that's just starting and encouraging our listeners and followers of LESMA members to boycott her.
Just boycott her altogether. Absolutely. Anything that's related to her, don't go to it. Don't support it. Don't do not deal with it. Tammy, I am not pulling this article up. It's not wanting to come up.
Let me read you this line. Her performance of the song at Super Bowl 50 left most of us breathless and impressed. I'm sorry, my feed was full of people saying worst halftime ever. Like, they hated the performance. I did not see anybody saying that they liked it at all. And that was just not even people that knew about the protest. I was so busy trying to stop all the spamming of our post that I forgot to even share it on my feed. So, you know, my relatives in California that were watching and my friends, they were all posting how horrible the performance was altogether. They didn't even like it.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see that, plus she said the video was released the morning of the Super Bowl. Wasn't released the morning of the Super Bowl. It was the day before.
Yeah.
So let's not be even aware of that.
Yeah, let me give you the details of that. So I guess the day before or 2 days before the video was, I guess, Trayvon Martin's birthday.
Correct.
And on Trayvon Martin's birthday, Jay-Z and Beyonce donated $1.5 million to the Chicago chapter of Black Lives Matter. Fact. They also Beyonce released her video back. I mean, the timing of all of this, and then turn around and the next day she performed that at the Super Bowl. It's all tied into one, and people are saying that, you know, that there's nothing there. Not a whole lot of people, trust me, this is a national outrage. This is huge. But there are people that are like, I don't see anything. If you just listen or if you just read the lyrics, anti-cop, where's your anti-cop? Your anti-cop is tying in the video, but here's the thing. Black Lives Matter has said that this is their new anthem. And let me tell you about some of the lyrics in this song. One of them is, I spin on my haters or I twirl on my haters, white alligators. Or no, I'm sorry, albino alligators. Albino alligators. Hold on a second.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I twirl on my haters, albino alligators. I get what's mine, I take what's mine. because we're gonna I'm gonna slay, we're gonna slay. Everything is about context, 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 context. By saying slay, it doesn't. Where is Black Lives Matter? Where is their anthem? What part of this song is going to be their anthem? Well, the only words that relates to Black Lives Matter remotely would be the albino alligators, and we're going to slay. Now, is that what they're saying? They're not saying anything. They're just saying, oh, and get information and show me your coordination.
I think, too, what they're also utilizing, not just the music of it, the song and the verbiage, but they're also going to promote it, the visual aspect of the video itself.
Absolutely, yes.
That's where their big promotion is. That's where what they want. That's the propaganda that they want to promote, because she stands there blatantly dressed as a Black Panther, her and her ridiculous dancers, promoting the Black Panthers and the Black Power movement, Black Lives Matter movement. That's what it's all behind. That and disrespecting a marked police unit and sinking it purposely.
Absolutely. Drowning it.
And
yes,
then showing that,
mm-hmm.
don't shoot us, you know, stop shooting us, making that statement in that video with a small young African-American child standing in front of a line of police officers. I mean, it's just an inflammatory video and propaganda that doesn't need to be aired and should be removed in my eyes. But, you know, in the land of free speech and all that crap, you've got to allow it. But do we have to listen to it? Do we have to patronize it? No. I suggest everybody just ignore it, turn it off anytime you hear it. You know, just turn your back to it. Don't give her any publicity. That's what she's hoping for. She's playing a double-edged sword. She wants to play the sympathetic aspect of Black Lives Matter on her part, but she's just looking at dollar figures. She is no different.
Absolutely.
Any of these other idiots that want to sit there and separate a dollar from everybody that she can. Because her, let's face it, her career is pretty much tanked. She really isn't as popular as everybody thinks she is. I mean, come on, really? Does anybody really want to watch her? From what I've gathered and looked up, she really doesn't have the following that she thinks she does. So this was her way of trying to get back on top.
Absolutely. Really quick, we have our guest on the line. Marie is her name. I'm going to put her live so that she can. Okay, Marie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We have my friend David, not the other David, my friend Tammy, and myself on the line. David had some stuff come up, so he's not going to be able to make it, or he may be able to chime in a little bit, but he got kind of hammered this morning. Plus, he has sick babies at home. So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So really quick, we were on this article about us before, Marie, before we go into your thing. I wanted to go on this article and read. We're talking about Beyonce.
That's another one of my favorite topics.
Oh, good. So we had an article written about Lesma.
I'm
glancing at it. We did. We got hammered with haters that day. And the original plan, before I read this little segment, the original plan of airing this, this image that we had put out that said, what is this crap? We're asking you to boycott the halftime show. When we put it out, the original agreement was to take it down after halftime because it became irrelevant. Once halftime was over, we didn't need to tell people to boycott halftime. That makes sense, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Okay. So we, I'm going to say a couple of hours before halftime, we had over 600 comments posted to our page of people trolling and slamming us. And we were really quick to the draw. We got them all removed pretty quick. But this article is about this little thing. And it says, perhaps the most confusing and outrageous post by one of the groups supporting the police, however, was one created and posted by LESMA, or Law Enforcement and Supporters for Media Accountability, While the group professes to want to create more trust and build relationships between police and the communities they serve, this was their reaction to Beyonce's video. And it posted, and he says, David says in his post, "We are considering the lyrics of this song to be a threat to law enforcement nationally. Another self-important bitch using her influence to steer over sheep to steer engagements with our brothers and sisters." And then the article goes on, "Although Lesma was contacted by email for a statement regarding the use of the word bitch when referring to Beyonce, no statement has been forthcoming. What Lesma has done, however, is delete the post and make their Facebook page private so they can spew their hatred and further divide communities from those tasked with serving and protecting them without being held accountable." So, I mean, they did. They jumped on this. They loved it. We didn't make our group private. Our group has always been private. These morons couldn't figure out that they were on our public page, and
right.
The private group has always been there, and it's still going to be there. So back to where we were at the beginning, she is a self-righteous bitch. And if that's all they have, we had another article written about us yesterday or the day before that said we were promoting hate speech because we called her a self-righteous bitch.
Right.
Anybody that knows David, that was mild. That was mild to
bitch. You can consider that a compliment because of the fact that he didn't really tear her into pieces.
Right. So, well, Marie, you have...
She is a bitch.
Absolutely.
Is a bitch. I'm not going to deny that. I mean, the second that I saw that it was on and what was it was promoting and what it said, the first thing that came out of my first thought was, oh, I know exactly. I'm not condoning or saying that she's blameless, but I said a lot of this comes from her asshole husband. Bottom line,
oh, absolutely.
I have never liked him. Never. I've always had a bad feeling about him, even though they try to promote them. It's like such a good couple, and they give to the community, and they do such wonderful things. Well, if you're going to give to the community, give all of your shit to your community, okay? Why don't you talk about how we can be to get more togetherness, not dividing us? Stop saying, stop shooting us. Stop shooting each other. Stop shooting each other. People want to complain, okay? You kill each other more than anybody else could ever be killing you. So... figure that one out.
And that's what the problem with the video is. You know, I was just talking about this the other day with someone. The video could have not focused on police, especially focusing on stories that were like Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin, first of all, really had nothing to do with a cop. I think the guy used to be a cop or something, or I don't know.
No,
he was a neighborhood
even.
Patrol.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
see,
all he was.
Nothing to do with police, but Michael Brown is the most inflammatory, disgusting lie that has ever been perpetuated by the media I've ever seen in my life. It is, they took this punk, his statement, who was with someone during the commission of a crime, told the media, my friend was innocent, he had his hands up, blah, 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 and they have run with it. And here we are a year and a half later, we're still hearing this crap.
Exactly.
I was very, in that when I watched that video, my blood boiled when I saw those officers with their hands up, and the little
it's
kid
ridiculous.
In the hoodie dancing in front of them. Yes, that's inflammatory. She could have used that video for good, for gain. She could have actually shown the whole story. The hands up, don't shoot story is so overplayed. I want to puke. And here she is, instead of focusing on the reality of situations.
It just goes to show you, she's got a double standard too. I mean, if she was honestly going to help supposedly her Black Lives Matter and her African American brothers and sisters, why didn't she use those funds that she donated and stipulate that the use for those would be to rebuild the Black communities that her own people destroyed?
Right. Well, let's just give some more money to Black Lives Matter because they're the ones that have destroyed the city. But, hey, let me give you some more money. Instead of building the cities back up, let's just donate some to Chicago Black Lives Matter. For what? What are they going to do with that money?
You know, the individuals in those communities that are African American that don't take part in this, don't agree with the BLM, do not agree with her, okay, but had their property destroyed by their own people, and they're pissed off because there's no way they can get back what they've lost. And you've turned around and you've destroyed your own race. You're destroying your own race. Okay, so why is it my problem? Why do I have to sit there and watch what I say, dude? What's with the double standard here? You're killing off your own people. Okay, you're destroying your own backyards. And you're making a statement. I think you got your priorities a little messed up.
Not only that, my opinion, once they start doing that, I want to build a wall. Build a wall right around them and let them keep on doing whatever they're doing. They
oh,
can
yeah.
cross the wall. That's where we need to build the wall.
I'll give you a good example. And it was made into a movie years ago with Kurt Russell. Okay? It gives you kind of an idea of how it's based. All right, build a wall around them, okay? Let them police themselves. Just like it was called Escape from New York, even though it was fictitious.
Yes.
But it's the same principle. You know, we're just going to put all you lowlifes, this and that, into an area. You're going to police yourselves. All we do is dump you in there and forget about you.
Exactly. You figure it out. You're so smart. You guys know how to do this. And we're the ones killing you. Okay, then you go in there and you figure it out all by yourself.
Exactly. And then the thing is, then they'll have that to complain about. See, people like that are never satisfied. They're chronic complainers, whiners. And, you know, they get on the wah-wah train. You know, everybody has an axe to grind. You know, I'm sorry. Get the hell off the cross. Somebody else needs the wood.
Right. The bottom line is here is that what I've always seen is haters are always haters. I've always said it. You could be prejudiced, racist about anything and say that that's your focus. Once you take that focus away, they will find something else to focus on. With blonde hair and blue eyes that hates every dark person, you take away the dark person, then all of a sudden they have to find somebody else to hate. They're going to, you know, so it's the same thing. A hater is always a hater, and they'll find something to hate. They'll find something to complain about. They'll find something to bitch about. They'll find something to always, you know, drag their asses around and say that it's everybody, that other person's fault or that other group's fault or culture or whatever it is. It's
but they don't want to take any responsibility for their own
actions.
None. Blame it on everybody else.
It's all of our fault they don't have the proper education. It's all of our fault that they don't get the kind of treatment that they need. It's all of our fault that they can't get out of the neighborhoods that they're in. Well, stop destroying the neighborhoods that keep getting built for you.
Absolutely.
I mean, you cause most of the stuff that's happening to you. In my opinion, you cause most of it.
They're being self-destructive, but blame it on everybody else. Do I care what happened, you know, 200 years ago or 100 years ago? No, it's history. I'll read about it in history books. Other than that, my day-to-day life does not revolve around what happened 100 years ago. First off, I had nothing to do with it, so why are you going to blame me about it? What people did in the past, that's on them, okay? I'm sure that they paid their prices for whatever kind of bullshit they pulled back then. Why do I have to be held accountable for somebody else's actions way back when, 100 years, 200 years ago? Get your head out of your ass. You want
to
move forward.
You need to move forward.
You want to heal. You want to move forward. Stop bringing to light things that happened in the past that have no bearing on today's day and age. You want to better yourself? Prove to me that you're a better person by going and doing something responsible. Get your ass out there. Get a job. Get out there. Support your family. Raise your children properly. Keep them from running the streets. Teach them respect.
Teach them how to speak English. And I'm talking like the English that all of us understand.
Well, yeah, get off the Ebonics bullshit. Stop being lazy and actually show people that you are worth something. Right now, all you're showing me is you're a worthless piece of shit that I do not need to respond to, support, help you get through life. It's not my responsibility to raise your kids, your community. You need to do that your damn self, just like I do.
Exactly. There's so many other cultures and ethnicities that have gone through much, much worse than what they've gone through, and they pick themselves up They help each other. They pull each other along. They work hard, do what they need to do, and they prosper. The Jewish people don't sit around talking. I mean, they remind you of the Holocaust, but it's not like a day-to-day thing, and they haven't gone and tried to destroy themselves because, oh, I can't get anywhere because look what happened to me. They took everything away from me. Stop saying that everybody took everything away from you.
I mean, they've gone so far as they want to be referred to as African Americans. Okay, you won that battle, you're called African Americans. Okay, well, I'm a Caucasian American. But the minute I say that, you're doing that because you're white, and you're saying that because you're against blacks. Well, you know what? What is with the double standard here? Everything that you say, it's okay for you to do, but I'm supposed to sit the hell down and shut up because you find it
because
racist.
Because I'm a whitey.
So get off your damn soapbox. I'm tired of hearing your bullshit. You know, you keep that up. Yeah, we're going to put our boot up your ass.
Let
what
me
do
tell
you think
know, something that... Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're...
No, let me tell you something that's really funny about that saying African-American. I actually met with somebody, and she actually brought up that her father, and obviously herself, have always been insulted about being called African-American because they're from Jamaica. They said they're not from Africa, so they don't want to be called African-American. And I said, I agree. I said,
exactly.
I don't understand. I mean, so now I said, great. Now when I look around, I'm supposed to determine, oh, do I call you black? Do I call you colored? Do I call you African-American? What do I call you? I said, that's
well,
how about
you know, that's
I'm
just like a fellow
just...
back home where I'm from, okay? He is from Africa, all right? And he's as, I mean, he's as dark as they come. But you know what? I spoke with him one day, and he sat there and looked around. He had a business. He owned a nightclub, okay? And, hey, most of his clientele, I would say 90% of it, were, quote, African-Americans. But he looked around. He says, Dave, he says, I'm going to tell you something. He says, I look around this room. He says, all I see is a bunch of useless people I'm just taking money from. He says, these people call themselves African-Americans, more African than the man on the moon. He says, most of these so-called African-Americans have more white blood in them than I do. He says, I don't have a drop of white blood in my heritage. He says, I am the true African. He says, these people are just products of whatever they want to call themselves. He says, but they're no more African-American than the man on the moon.
Exactly. It's just something to make themselves, it's the only thing that leads credence to what they're trying to say, which is bullshit.
They
want to
feel important.
Exactly. I mean, without that,
some of it is actually, I mean, we're all Americans. We're all Americans, period.
Exactly.
In a statement. You're not Asian American. You're not African American. But some of that is actually just from... Just it's been a commonly used term. It's a commonly used word, but I think let's talk about the reality of fixing these situations. You have a lot of it is mindset. A lot of it these people when you see things like the Beyonce video, you're empowering certain people, and we're not just talking about black people, white people. We're talking about, you know, they are everywhere, and they are all in all these different races, ethnicities. But you're empowering. You've got all of these things out there that empower the media that showed all of the burning cities. The media that promoted it. Did you guys notice in Ferguson, whenever CNN was there, they actually is when they acted up. Whenever CNN and all them showed up, Fox News, that's when they did it. I remember watching one night in Baltimore, and I think it was right before things got really nasty. You know, they had humongous crowds of people, but all of a sudden, you know, somebody's like, oh, my God, CNN just showed up. And I swear to God, it just stuff just went nuts. People are showing their asses for the camera, and they're doing that because it's a direct correlation between the media giving them this attention, them wanting and feeding off of that attention, and using that attention to do something. And then, of course, the crazier they act, then the more attention that the media gives them. It's a vicious cycle, and you've got Beyonce contributing to that, very much contributing to that. She's singing about Let's Get In Formation. She's got Black Panther dancers
That's her way of getting into the youth of America and turning their attitudes in a negative direction. Because if you took a poll of everybody who's involved in that in the African American community, if you took a poll as to who was in agreement with BLM and people like Beyonce and things like that, you would only find maybe 1% community that are in, say, their 60s on up that don't give a shit. You know, there's only 1%. The rest of them are within their 20s and 30s. Maybe a few in their 40s, but the majority of them are all younger. What they're praying on. That's what they're hoping for. Because the elderly see what the truth is.
Okay, let's put this in perspective. David showed a video the other day about after the Broncos game, some people going nuts. You know, and he was like, there's thugs in every color, in every creed, in every color. And we see this all the time at football games, sports games. We do have white people who riot and act like idiots, and I don't know if they have an adrenaline rush from the sports. I don't know what's going on, but that's there too. How many of us support that? The same number.
I don't condone violent actions, period.
Exactly.
That's why we have police officers to stop that crap, okay? Because do you want to be able to walk down your street without fear? I do. I don't want to have to worry about every block that I take a step in. I have to fear for my life because something might happen to me or a family member or a friend or even just Joe Blow citizen down the street. You know, why should we have to live in a society like that? That's why we have the laws and the people to enforce it. Okay, it's not about color.
On a whole basis, not an individual basis, who pays for all of this? Who pays for all this? Our police
officers. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh,
go ahead, Marie.
Right.
I'm so angry with all of this. They should, I mean, you know, they have to go out there, and then they not only do they have to take care of the bullshit, but they're the ones that are going to get injured and everything. But I love how they downplay how many officers get injured in one of these things and how they upplay all of the arrests and all of the other terrible things that happened to all those poor people that caused what happened.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
I just found out the other day, and I hate to get back on Beyonce again, but I did not know. I just found out the other day that she and her husband were bailing out Baltimore protesters. So basically, as soon as they were, you know, arrested, they were paid and gotten right back out. What are they learning from this? What are they learning?
They've turned it into a turnstile arrest. They put a turnstile in, and as they came in, name, rank, serial number, and right back out the door. They did not learn anything from their actions when they got arrested.
What about Mike Brown's mom? Mike Brown's mom got $1 million from the singer Nelly. $1 million. What did that bitch do? Tell me what she did to get that $1 million. Her son was killed because of his own actions, and Nelly turned around and donated $1 million. Well, what are you teaching your community? And I'm not talking about the African American community. I'm talking about anybody, your youth especially. Oh, it's the lottery. It's the lottery. Let's have a story and get big attention, and somebody's going to give us money. Absolutely.
That's so it is in Baltimore now.
I mean, if you see a white suspect shot by police officers and he's shot and killed, do you see the white community getting up in rallying, saying, you shouldn't have shot him? No, we don't do that. Hey, he obviously did something that, you know, got him to that point where he paid the ultimate price. Now, you take, you know, somebody within the African-American community, the minute an officer-involved shooting, oh, well, you know, you should not have done that. There were other ways you could have handled. Everybody wants the Monday morning quarterback. I guarantee you, if you were in that situation, you probably would have dropped the son of a bitch in a heartbeat. Okay, let's use an example. Get back to in the state of Pennsylvania, in the Pittsburgh area, Wilkinsburg area, where we lost a canine officer, rest his soul. Did they have to shoot him 12 times? That's what the family is saying, and that's what this other politically motivated black group is doing. Well, you know, the man was wielding a knife. okay? Nobody could get near him. Every time they tried to get near him, I mean, tasers didn't work. OC didn't work. I mean, they exhausted every avenue they possibly could until he finally murdered, I mean, flat out murdered a police canine officer. So
yeah.
What do you think's going to happen? They're not going to go out and buy him lunch. They're going to drop him.
No, and look what it looked to what extent it took for them to finally have to shoot. Look to what
exactly.
Extent.
That whole ordeal lasted 20 to 25 minutes. Okay, so that tells me they really went out of their way to exhaust every avenue they possibly could have to spare his life, to give him an opportunity to surrender. He refused. In days gone by, officers, the minute he would have brandished the weapon, would have just dropped him. Boom. No dogs, no OC
exactly.
spray, none of this, none of that. Man, they just would have dropped him. Well, yeah.
Exactly.
Our policing has changed only because the public's perception of what we should do influences how they do their job now, which ultimately ties their hands and puts them in jeopardy.
Yeah,
so
now,
why are you going to ultimately put an officer in jeopardy? So, okay, now we have to play by your rules. But even when we play by your rules, that's still not good enough.
Right.
Make up your damn mind.
All these self-righteous people, all of these self-righteous, now they think they have every right, like that bitch, right here where I'm at, deciding to follow that cop going 90 miles an hour because she wants to stop him and then put him on, you know, on the Facebook page or whatever she did and tell him he was speeding. Who are you to tell him that? How do you know what he was going to?
Exactly.
Now they feel that they have this right to, oh, we got to watch the police. We got to police the police. Bullshit. That's bullshit. Okay?
No.
He doesn't know when he was going to a call that was, he was told, no lights, no siren. You don't know. And not only that, their cars are calibrated. Are your cars calibrated? And could you have caused an accident? Have you ever been trained to drive defensively? No. And then they called everybody going on and on about, like, she did the right thing. No, she did not.
She did
no. Nothing
right.
No.
In fact, all she did was jeopardize other people's safety. That's all
exactly.
she did.
Exactly. But this is what I'm saying. All of this woman who's clearly I could tell she was a Hispanic woman. I'm Hispanic. So if anybody wants to have a problem with that, bring it on. But anyway, so the bottom line is, so she's this white lady. It doesn't matter. Everybody now thinks we need to police the police. That's what I'm seeing now. Every comment that's made, every little thing, anytime you mention the word police, oh, everybody's already looking.
So that's been going on since Ferguson really bad. And again, the media has really contributed to this really, really bad. But yeah, I fully expect, and I don't, I hope to God not, but I mean, the outcome of what that woman did and the publicity that she got, the eventual outcome is going to be more people thinking that it's okay. Again, they're looking for a meal ticket. They want their 15 minutes. Oh, well, this lady got a lot of attention for doing something absolutely stupid. I'm going to do the same thing, and I'm going to get the same attention, and that it's a snowball effect that we see. It's ridiculous how bad it is. But hey, okay, so we have like 2.5 minutes left, and Marie, I didn't let you say what you needed to say, what we talked about the other day, and I wanted you to give your background. I wanted you to kind of tell a little bit about who you are. You don't have to, you know, give any details or anything, but just kind of talk about which side of the fence are you on as far as, are you LEO, are you civilian? You know, I'll let you tell it.
I started out my career, and I worked for the Broward Sheriff's Office. And then from there, I worked in a precinct in New York for a while in the complaint room, which is called the 124 room, did that for a few years. And then from there, I ended up, because my husband was moved around, I went to Missouri, and I worked for a very small department there as a dispatcher till I had my daughter. And based on that, I decided that both of us being in law enforcement wasn't going to work. So one of us, you know, I decided to give up that part of my career, and I went and got a degree and became a teacher. I've been teaching for over 17 years. I'm back in school now because that's another story. But in the long run, I mean, I see what they go through every day. And I know that the reason that I can walk the streets and I can do what I do every day is because they are my first line of defense. Our guys, our troops are over there as our first line of defense against those assholes on the other side. But here at home, they're my first line of defense against the people that I got to be worried about every single day. You know, it doesn't matter where you live. There's always a bad person somewhere. Or when you need help, they're always there when you're having the heart attack. They're always there when you're, you know, when someone's, you know, running you off the road. There's, you know, there's so many things. They think that all we do or all the cops do is run around chasing people, trying to catch the black people, African Americans doing the bad stuff. No, they're not. They're there for so many other things that you just don't even realize. And that's what angers me more than anything else. They never talk about the community policing and the good things that the cops do. You know, just, I mean, the list is endless.
Well, I think
and your show could never
refusal.
Be long enough. So.
Yeah, I think that them not talking about the realities that police officers are human beings, the reality that they have a family to go home to. I think the biggest thing that civilians alone miss, and I missed it myself until I've been a big supporter of police for a very, very long time, but I never realized, put myself in the reality of a situation. Now I have a CCL and I actually open carry in Oklahoma, and I'm constantly thinking about self-defense. And so I put myself in these situations with these officers, and I'm like, realistically, would I have pulled my gun? And it's like, you know, and this isn't a movie we're watching. This is in real life. I have that weapon and I have to defend myself and I have to defend my life and I have to make sure, I mean, if someone gets my gun, I'm as good as dead. So I have to, you know, it's all about my life and my defense. And I think a lot of people miss that with officers. They think, oh, these officers are supermen who should have a special x-ray vision and know what's going on before it happens. The reality is that they're human beings. They're human beings who are put in a situation where they have to choose whether or not to defend their own life. And by God, I hope to God they all defend their own life. They have to. They have
well, like
to.
They always
they,
say,
they are going home.
You know. Better to be tried by six, better to be tried by 12 than carried by six. So,
absolutely, and I say
that's
that myself. Absolutely, yes. Okay, guys. So we're going to show overtime. I'm gonna cut it because my toddler is. Yeah, I've been absent most of the show. I'm sorry. But thank you, Marie, for calling in. You can call in anytime.
Sure.
We're here. Just let us know. And David and Tammy, I will talk to you guys soon, and we'll be back on tomorrow, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye.